This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Rajiv Pimplaskar is the president and CEO of a very cool company. It's Dispersive, and you can find him online at dispersive.io, dispersive.io. Rajiv, welcome to the hot seat today.
Thanks, Gary. It's great to see you again.
So one of the biggest issues that we all have is breaches of and theft of data, but theft of data, including data not only at rest, but in motion, and that includes conversations, emails. People can hack and steal and do a lot of bad things. You have some ultra-secure communication solution. Can you tell us about it, how it works, how it's deployed?
Yeah, sure. So to your point, there's so many underlying challenges to zero trust, right, as a strategy. Zero trust today stops at the network. You're still at the mercy of your ISP or in an international context, the host nation, in terms of the underlying privacy and the security of data that's traversing the pipes, so to speak. So what Dispersive has done is taken inspiration from a very similar set of problems around nation state threat actors, around communication medium getting compromised almost a century ago, around the Second World War, with radio frequencies being able to be essentially intercepted, jammed in the context of Allied torpedoes by Germany and the Axis powers. And how that led to the invention of spread spectrum technology, which is currently the underpinnings of everything from GPS to Bluetooth to 5G. We are adapting similar concepts in the context of cloud and internet-based communications. So what we are able to do is keep your data in motion super secure and also essentially eliminate breadcrumbs from any kind of public cloud infrastructure so that a threat actor cannot find an attack surface in the first place to exploit.
That sounds almost too good to be true and very challenging and difficult to pull off. How did you do it? How do we get deployed? How easy is it to run with Dispersive?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenging problem to solve. We are fortunate in that the technology has deep roots all the way from DARPA. Almost 10 years ago, the founding team got together to try and solve for what they deemed to be the next set of challenges, such as nation state, such as man in the middle attacks, DDoS around IoT sprawl, and how the attack vectors should be more intelligently handled at a systems level. So what we have done is we've productized this as a Dispersive fabric. We offer it in two flavors. One is as a SaaS offering, so customers don't need to worry about the tech. They can just connect into us and consume us as a pay-as-you-go kind of service. And then for our more sophisticated critical infrastructure of federal government customers, they can use our software as a building block to architect secure, private, and highly performant infrastructure within their own tenant.
Does that include the ability to deploy an agent on mobile devices?
Yes, that's a great question. We're use case agnostic. So you can connect to us via a gateway that's basically a software appliance sitting on a router or a switch. You can actually download a client for your iOS or your Android device. You could even have a Windows, Linux, or a Mac OS client. If you have an IoT estate, you could put it behind some kind of an IoT gateway that's running Dispersive. We're really agnostic to the use case, and we enable any-to-any secure connectivity across a variety of these use cases.
So you take maybe a big footprint and you make it invisible?
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. The analogy I try to use is we're providing the effective equivalent of putting stealth technology on a fighter jet that makes it disappear from enemy radar. So in the context of TCP/IP communications, you can communicate via private IP addresses across the public internet, even to with a internet attached resource. And what we're doing is essentially eliminating the source destination relationships from being visible externally. We're obfuscating the information of value and flows of interest, so that even if you have an adversary or a threat actor who is eavesdropping on your network through a variety of more advanced techniques that are commonly available now, particularly with nation state threat actors, we're able to essentially create a low likelihood of detection for the traffic and for the sensitive resources.
That's amazing. Now, does that mean my emails, transferring emails online, or file IO with Dropbox, or, you know, logging into Salesforce, can that all be obfuscated or hidden? Can this work with any internet resource I'm using?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're not operating at layer 7 of the OSI stack. We're operating really between layer 2 and 4. And so we're agnostic to the use case. You could, you know, essentially obfuscate and privify, for lack of a better word, any internet bound traffic, as well as site to site traffic, as well as edge to cloud traffic. So we support a myriad of use cases and scenarios whereby you're able to put this technology in action to do exactly what you just described.
Are there any limitations on what we can do with it?
No limitations per se. I think the challenge is that it's never really greenfield for us, right? We're always stepping in where a customer has a set of assets or has made some strategic decisions to go one way or the other. And so for us, it's about you know, protecting the customer's investment whilst adding functionality. So the real limitation is just making sure you're you know, working backwards from the customer's need, and then providing a solution that that meets their needs, either as an add-on with the stealth networking aspect, or as a replacement with some of our VPN replacement capabilities.
And who are the typical clients? Would it be medium-sized to Fortune 100? Is it SMB and up? What's the sweet spot, and who really needs you the most?
Yeah, so I saw a very interesting statistic recently that 64% of businesses believe they've been targeted by or are at impact from nation-state threat actors, and 63% of them doubt that they would even know if they were breached. And so there's a fairly large total addressable market for this type of capability. With our heritage and with the kind of capability we have, our first set of customers were in the intelligence community within special forces. And that's where we validated our technology against some of the most challenging use cases out there. Today, we're seeing much more broader adoption across defense in general, federal government, certainly, you know, spilling over into local and state government and critical infrastructure sectors, be it service provider, be it energy and utilities, and even financial services, where there's a need to keep data secure. There's concern around, you know, what's going to happen with quantum computing, potentially decimating, you know, generations of traditional encryption. And this solution uses today's off-the-shelf technology to provide a really good solution against those set of advanced problems and threats.
So are you FIPS compliant? Have you done some common criteria lab testing? You know, I'm just curious, you started out with government clients, and look, if special forces can use this, I'm sure every bank and every healthcare provider can use this and probably reduce the risk of an FDIC audit that goes bad, or in healthcare, you know, being on the wall of shame now in Health and Human Services, which keeps growing, a lot of breaches in healthcare lately.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So as you can imagine, we've been subject to a variety of tests, some very sophisticated ones, even beyond what the typical industry, you know, products get subjected to for standard compliance purposes. In terms of your direct question around FIPS, we do support FIPS libraries, so you can have FIPS encryption. What is interesting about our technology is that encryption in general is a combinatoric math problem, right? That you can solve by throwing more and more sophisticated, algorithms and more resources at it, right? And this is where quantum computing can become particularly dangerous. What we have done is, because of the way our architecture works, we've changed a math problem to more of a data collection and gathering problem, which is much more challenging to solve from a pragmatic perspective. And so even using current off-the-shelf encryption and technology, we're able to create an architecture that is fundamentally more secure and resistant even into the future.
So the countervailance or the stealth technology is beyond standard encryption. We're talking about even your company name, it gives me a hint, dispersive, the ability to have multi-channels or multi-paths for a single, point A, point B comms, but it may be going through the dispersive network in a way that's pretty darn hard to hack or get access to.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where, again, the spread spectrum analogy, I think, is helpful to have at the back of your mind. Much like in the context of spread spectrum, what we're doing is we're dispersing the packets from the source to the destination. And each packet that is dispersed follows a different pathway. Each of the pathways has a data plane and a control plane, both separate from each other. Each of the control planes has its own encryption scheme that is separate from other control planes that are in parallel. And so there's no entanglement whatsoever. The source and the destination are not known. And so the entirety of the transport is obfuscated and impossible for a threat actor to penetrate.
Rajiv, this just sounds fantastic. Is this available direct or through channel partners? How do we learn more about getting maybe a proof of value or a trial? Where do we go? What do we do?
Yeah, please feel free to reach out to us directly, www.dispersive.io. Our business model and our go-to-market is primarily through channels. So we work with a variety of channel partners, and we're available on the marketplace. We recently won the AWS Defense Accelerator. So we've been selected in a very small cohort of companies that AWS is working with. So we're getting on the AWS marketplace as well. We want the product to be available and easy for a click to add for any customer who has a need that we can help service.
That's fantastic. And again, pricing-wise, can an SMB afford you?
Yes, that's the beauty of the model. Because we offer a SaaS, there's a very low entry cost. And for SMBs in particular, they have the same kind of security concerns and needs as larger enterprises. But as we know, they're challenged with resources. And so with one product, we can offer VPN, Zero Trust, as well as SD-WAN functionality, and at a price point that will not break their bank. So we're very SMB friendly, and we have MSP partners that bring us to various SMBs regionally and nationally.
That's wonderful. And that's going to definitely help you scale and help solve a big problem: less attack surface, less successful breaches, less data loss. Rajiv, it's really a great thing you're doing. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our viewers or listeners that we haven't covered?
No, I think the core message here is that security is paramount, regardless of economic pressures that we're all under. Just because something is more secure doesn't mean it has to be more expensive. Sometimes simplicity is the answer. And that's one of our core guiding principles. But with using Dispersive, you can eliminate a very complex stack and simplify and make your environment a lot more secure. And we love to partner with our customers in a way that enables their core business.
You are going to take people from flying little Cessna 152s leaking oil and smoke in the air into totally silent stealth bombers in the cloud, like the B2 bomber, invisible. And when you are invisible, the chances of getting hacked pretty close to zero. Wouldn't that be correct?
Prevention is always better than cure.
Rajiv, thank you so much. As the CEO of an amazing company, Dispersive, founded dispersive.io. Great hot seat today, folks.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.